for that. That is awesome. So we've been doing this a long time, y'all. And we still are all together. It's really cool. I don't take it for granted. It's really cool. Did you drive from Greensboro today? Did you come down?
No, I drove from
Fort Mill. We played Greensboro last night, and then some. We're all driving on this because it's a very short run. Usually we have the bus, but it doesn't make sense for a run like this. So we're all driving. But I drove highways I've never driven before today, and that was quite remarkable to me at my age. 220 south out of Greensboro, and then 73 south, and there's like no gas stations, and it makes your mind think of all kinds of things. But I love driving to a place I've never been before. It's really cool. And
I went to the is it Congaree or Congo? Okay, I went to that place, that national park today. That was awesome. Wow. That was another thing where I was like, I had no idea this was here.
You went in a national park today?
Yeah, I left. I like to take a hike on the way, you know.
Wow, that's cool.
Lifts me up. So I did that and saw lots of things. My shoes are still wet because the boardwalk was under about a foot of water. And some kid was walking toward me and he was like, "Be careful, ma'am, that's covered in water." And his dad said, "That's okay. She's got boots on. I better do it now because I got to impress that 10-year-old. So I waded through that shit. I was up to my knees, you know, for like a mile. I had a good time, though. I was all by myself because no one else took that path. Everybody else was smarter. Anyway, and then I almost ran out of gas because, yeah, like you said, there's not. And then when I went to a gas place, there was no gas left. And then I went to BJ's, which I don't have a membership for. So I was like, oh, shit. Now, but the nice gentleman across from me scanned his membership card for me so I could get gas. Yeah, because I was like, "Sir, I have 5 miles left. I don't see another gas station close by." And he's like, "I'll scan my card for you." This is a good day. Everybody's nice here.
I mean, you're amazing to me because last night before I went to bed in Greensboro, I said, "What time do I have to get up so I can have a cup of coffee and eat breakfast and drive so I can get to the hotel in time to take a nap before soundcheck?" I guess I planned my whole day around. Here we are, two different people together. But you do have adventures when you drive. You do. Okay, I'm just going to tell you one more quick story about an adventure when you drive. We were in Columbia, South Carolina. And so I was driving, and I have to use a GPS, and I have to use one that talks to me and tells me everything. And so then I was trying to get to the parking deck by the hotel, and my GPS spun me around the block a couple times, which is fine. I knew I was in the vicinity. And then I saw the hotel sign, and because I was anxious not to do anything wrong, I turned into the driveway before that, and what it was is one of those parking decks where you have to have a card to get into it. And so I was there, and I was like, "What the fuck am I gonna do now?" And then I couldn't really back up because the traffic was so bad, and then a car came behind me, and then another car. And this has reminded me of the kindness of a stranger, though, because that nice young fella, I walked back to the car, said, "I'm really sorry, but I don't know what to do. I don't have a card, and I can't get in." And so he came out, and he gave his little card, and he said, "Go that way." So, I don't know what y'all do in your free time, but okay, here we go.
This is why we make you take the bus.
I work at the mall food court. When I get home, I turn on the country radio. I know every word to every song. And they make these lonely nights a little less long. Cause then I'm under the stars.
Regular at the bar.
Got a perfect girl.
I got a wooden truck. We go down to the river.
And the moonlight is silver.